Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Speaking of Brandon Graham, G joins us today at 4 o'clock. So BG at 4 o'clock. Dave Dombrowski, the president of baseball operations for the Phillies at 3 o'clock. And we'll give you this Phillies news coming up here in just a moment. And then we'll ask Dave about it. But let's give you our Twitter question and let's get back to it here. Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Shop the home team. No Philly sales tax. Plenty of free parking. Visit Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville or online marks-jewelers.com. Based off the reports, the defense is outshining the offense. Does that excite you or make you more nervous about the offense? Excited or nervous? 59% says excited. I agree.
Yeah, if I had to choose one, I'd be more excited about the offense.
Okay.
I mean, excited about the defense than I am
sure
nervous about the offense.
Okay. All right, Chuck. Chuck's phone call ticked some people off. Like, let's get to
I'm sure it did.
Yeah. Paul, start with Paul in Woodland. Paul, go ahead. How are you?
What's going on, Johnny, Marks, Ike, Jack?
What's up, Paul?
Man, y'all got to stop putting these fraud fans on every day, man. Y'all got to go back to the Bixby rule. One call a week. Like, Dad, Mike, and
no.
Chuck, like, this is irking me, man. Like, Chuck, shut up, man. Nobody cares what your opinions are. Just last year, Jalen was the best thing since sliced bread and all this. Now, all of a sudden, you got this boy thinking he a celebrity or something, man, because he's on the radio so much. And you just... He's really irking me, man. Like, it's getting on my nerves. Like, for real, man. Like,
no, I
got to hear him once. I got to hear him two, three times a day because he's calling every show. Like,
has he?
Make this a one time a week
well,
for them, man.
That's it, man. We can't do that.
Paul said bring back the Bigby rule.
Yeah. Once during the week and once on the weekends.
Oh, man.
So, Paul, yeah, like. But Paul, I mean, his actual content of what he has to say, if you can get by the he's a bum and all the other stuff. What he says isn't all that crazy, right? Like he says, like the one thing that he said that I agree with him is that is he still trying to throw to open receivers or is he throwing guys open? Is he learning the offense more? Is he seeing guys? Is he seeing the full field? Has he improved in those things? And that's something that I very much am waiting to see if he has improved in that.
Yeah, I agree, but he hasn't seen nothing. He ain't been in no practices. He's just going up. He don't stuff, Chuck, man.
Well, neither have you. Ball.
Yeah, like I said, I don't worry about practice. Nothing matter to the game. Starts.
Because you're
that's
a Jalen Hurts fan. That's why you don't care.
I'm an Eagles fan.
You're a devoted Jalen Hurts guy because you've called us many times. Did you predict him to be the MVP of the league this year, Paul?
MVP season this
yes,
year.
Yes, exactly. And that's fine. But if Jalen Hurts was coming out and we were talking about, like, man, Jalen Hurts, like, he's having a hell of a camp. You wouldn't be saying, oh, it's just training camp. I'm not worried about all that. You'd be talking about MVPs and all this other stuff.
I would.
Because you are.
How many training camp superstars we had who turned into nothing? That don't mean nothing.
That happens every year. That happens every year.
It don't mean nothing to the bullets start flying, man. This kid's a gamer. We're going to see, like I said, man. I feel like I'm going to be right when it's all said and done. me and OG Wade out here on this island. So, you know what I mean? Tell them boys to keep my nephew name out their mouth, man. That's that.
Oh, that's right. Your Uncle Paul.
Your Uncle Paul, that's right. All right, Paul.
All right, Uncle Paul.
I like it.
Appreciate
like
it, Uncle Paul.
Jalen's going to have a whole family out here in a minute.
Yeah, Jalen's probably
Herb
thinking
of that family because yesterday he's Uncle Herb.
Uncle Herb in there? Well, you can have a bunch of uncles. OG is dad.
Yeah, for sure.
Now we need.
I feel like he's my son.
Yeah.
Need a mom out there. We haven't found. That could be. Who was it?
Kay.
Yeah, she was upset. Was that you? She was upset at.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
About the Jalen Hurts take. Yeah.
Yeah. Kay is very much a Jalen Hurts fan.
She might not want to be a mom. She might want to be a sister. Yeah, you know what I'm saying. Most women don't want to be referred to as mom, is what I'm saying. That's all.
It's a good point. Yeah, Wade's different with
Wade
the man.
Yeah, Wade can be a dad. He's happy to be dad. Yes. Yeah. He's happy.
All right, Dennis in Springfield. I don't know if he agrees with Chuck or not. Dennis, how are you, buddy?
Yo, what's going on, fellas? Maybe I can explain the previous caller's feelings a little bit better. But before I get to that point, if this was last year's Eagles defense – and they were outshining the offense, I'd be worried.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be worried. But they put a lot of money into this defense. It's Gannon's second year running it. So I'm excited. I'm excited that we may have a top 10, top 8 defense. But that's okay. You know, we're allowed to have a top 10, top 8 defense, and they're allowed to beat our offense now and then. They don't have to beat them every day. They don't have to beat them in submission. But, you know, we got some all-pro players on that defense.
But, so Dennis, I agree, but it seems like for the offense, there's like, I'm okay with some ups and downs, but it seems like there's more downs than ups so far in training camp, right? And, like, that's what's concerning to me is that it just seems like it's too much of the, man, the defense was really good again today. Like, how about the offense mixes in some really good days here?
I got you. I would like to see them outshine a little bit. Now, let's get to Chuck. And he's a new breed, and I guess he's a fan. I don't know if he's a fan. He would rather be right. And every day that Jalen Hurts does not perform well, it gives him a chance to call in and toot his horn and say, see, I told you. I told you. He can do that up until Hurts wins a Super Bowl. And then he has to shut up. Because I guarantee you that if the Eagles' offense was outshining the defense, we'd hear Chuck saying, the defense is playing vanilla. Gannon still don't know what he's doing. These new guys got to get acclimated. It's not really hurt.
The practices are set up for the offense to do better than the defense, which is true.
And you said, you know, Chuck comes strong with his opinion and all that. That's fine. But it's the same opinion every day. Hurts stinks. Hurts. It's just like Sad Mike. Howie stinks. Howie stinks. You know, put these guys on as much as you want. But, man, oh, man, can they come up with something a little more original, a little better, something that doesn't, you know, put me to sleep while I'm driving? As soon as I hear Chuck from Mount Airy's coming up, I'm like, okay, he's going to tell me how much Hurts sucks and how right he is. It's boring.
All right. Some fresh content. Thank you, Dennis.
All right.
Chuck's out there listening.
He's listening.
Yeah. Fresh content.
I like when the callers hold each other accountable.
Right.
See, we don't need to play referee, right? Because Chuck's listening. He hears. Just like when another caller says something about the caller, then they wind up calling up so they hear each other out here.
Yeah, they're police the clubhouse.
Yeah.
So these guys got to sometimes keep each other in check. And we can't be responsible for all that.
Exactly.
Yeah. Just text Jack. I'm sure Chuck's texting Jack upset at this point.
No? Yeah, but it's coming soon, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Also, apparently, speaking of caller on caller crime, like the morning show is getting invested in this as well because they're trying to set up Mad Mike versus Andy in Deptford.
Oh, Lord.
Hold on a second. We already did that.
Oh, Lord.
We literally already did that.
Angelo Castaldi.
And I know they probably don't know that.
They definitely didn't know that.
Right, because they don't listen. Like,
no.
They're not listening. but they're stealing something we did 3 years ago.
Yeah. Yeah, well.
Hey, listen.
Well, those callers are probably more prominent on their show now. They weren't as prominent three
years
ago.
We developed them, though.
Yes!
You know, like Andy the Troll, that was a brand-new caller like 3 months ago. You know, Mad Mike was a brand-new caller
Mad
to them
Mike
6 months
ago. Was developed by Marks and Reese Show,
yes.
Was branded by the Marks and Reese Show.
Does that make us AAA and they're the big leagues?
No.
Yeah, is that the call up? Is the call up
yeah,
to
that's
go
what
to
I'm
the
saying.
Morning
that
show?
That the call up?
No, they're the Yankees.
Like
they don't develop any of these players. They just buy them.
That's a good point. I agree with you there.
Well, the Yankees do develop
we're
players.
We're like
but
the
yeah.
Rays.
Yeah, we're the Rays. We're small. We don't have a high payroll, obviously.
No, not high enough. That's for damn sure. Let me jump in there with that one.
Give me the Phillies news.
That's why I don't want to be the Rays. I want to be the Dodgers.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, I want to pay luxury tax.
Exactly, yes.
We'll give you the Phillies news in a second. Rios in North Philly. Rios, what's up, bud?
What's going on, Hard Chargers?
Rios.
Rios.
Yo, what's going on? Look, I'm listening to these callers coming at each other. This is so funny. It's very funny, very funny. But anyway, let me get to a point, man. Number one, I'm excited because of the defense. Definitely. Not worried about the offense. I'm excited because of the defense because I just like, you know, people being violent. But on the other thing, I'm not going to get too much on, like, the offense or what the reporters are doing because a lot of these reporters here and there or a lot of reports that's coming out is just going for likes or just to spark something up so people could get, you know, talk about it or get into it. But I tell you this, the only thing that I know for sure and know for certain is that as our personnel and offense is definitely better than last year. So my thing is like, look, man, these coaches need to do their thing. The defense, they got dogs on there. I'm not here about to say Jonathan is doing anything yet. But
happy Monday.
We will see during the season. Now with all this callers going back and forth with each other, the things is funny. But I tell you one thing that is pretty fraud and don't like, that's almost just like, you know, people just doing it for show. When if you're an Eagles fan, no matter what, you're an Eagles fan. You don't wish for the Eagles to suck. I don't give a damn. I don't care if LeBron James was on the Sixers. I don't like him, but damn, I still want the Sixers to win the Super Bowl or win something. You know what I mean? So that's the only thing that's if people calling and wishing for the Eagles to suck. Look, man, I don't really like Sirianni and Jonathan, but I hope they win it all. I do. And that's what I'm going for. You know what I mean? So that's just my take. Let's go defense, smack somebody in the mouth, be violent, and I don't care what anybody thinks. You know what I mean?
All right, Rios.
Love it.
Not a lot of caller on Rios crime. I wouldn't advise that.
Mm-hmm.
No. No, just let him remain his own separate entity. Here's the Phillies news. Dave Dombrowski, who runs the Phillies, essentially president of baseball ops, not the GM, but he's making the moves. He joins us coming up at 3 o'clock because Gene Segura came off the injured list. They had to make some moves. They had to do some optioning or designated for assignment. Whatever. So Didi Gregorius has been released by the Phillies.
Yay!
Which they traded late last week. They traded for Edmundo Sosa. Actually, gave up JoJo Romero, who was a left-handed bullpen arm that I really really liked. So when the trade was made, I was kind of like, and he's coming off of Tommy John surgery. But when the trade was made, it's like, all right, so you traded for he's a utility guy. Edmundo Sosa can play all over the infield. And it was kind of like, how does that move make sense? They have a couple of utility guys already. Mm-hmm. And I remember Joe Giulio, he responded saying, this only makes sense if Didi gets designated for, like, they release Didi when he comes off of the injured list. So Didi was... Was he on the injured list,
no,
Jack? Or no, he wasn't.
Segura came off the injured
list. Segura went,
sure.
Yeah. So Didi got released, and they're going with they have backups, and Stott becomes your everyday shortstop.
Sounds good.
And Didi, he still owed like $6-7 million, Jack. So the Phillies are comfortable with
And he was on 999 hits.
Ah.
Oh man,
I know we missed a chance at a standing O this weekend.
Yep. Matter of fact, they didn't want to ruin the celebration this weekend.
Right.
That happened.
It's like Girardi after he got the win. They're like, nah, we got to get him out of here now.
Yeah, don't wait any longer.
Or he wins a couple more.
Yeah, but I mean, it's impressive. Like how the Phillies have operated the last couple of years, it always felt like they put the price tag above the better player. You know what I mean? Like Didi's, they're high pay. They entered the year making $14 million. I mean, it shows honestly to the rest of the team that we're not messing around now. Like we don't care how much you're making. Like, we're going to play the best players,
and I think that's
impressive.
Yeah, and listen, they gave Didi more than enough opportunity to lock down the spot himself. I mean, he left the door open for these other guys to play by not playing well.
Yep.
I mean, by not hitting the ball. So he's a veteran. When these younger guys are starting to come through, and there seems to be a different vibe and energy that these young guys bring. Well, I want to have those guys in the lineup more often than I want to see Didi in the lineup. So the ball club must have realized that to some degree and say, you know what? Regardless if we owe him money or not, it's better to move on from him and have these guys out here playing.
Right. So if they decided Stott's the everyday shortstop, Didi doesn't – he's not a utility guy that can play multiple positions at a high level. Mm-hmm. So they said – I don't know – and we'll talk to Dombrowski about it. I don't know if they gave him the option of sticking around or they just – might. I would figure they just said, nah, it's just, we're just going to release him and move on. We don't need a high-priced veteran in here. It's not going to be happy with getting demoted and sitting
on
the bench.
Yeah, you don't want to play the other guys. I mean, there's no real logical reason to keep him other than
– the money.
Yeah, that you owe him money or you're worried about an injury to somebody. Other than that, you're going to have a hard time finding a spot for him to play.
To get at bats, yeah. Agreed. So Dombrowski coming up here at 3 o'clock. Get into everything, including – and they were pretty close to not getting a starting pitcher. The Syndergaard trade happened late. Angels came back to him. So we'll get the ins and outs of the trade deadline with Dave Dombrowski. And Gene Segura back tonight. He's activated four against the Nationals. How far is Bryce Harper away? We'll talk about all of that with Dave Dombrowski coming up next. Let's go to Mike and Maniac. Our buddy Mike, what's up, bud?
Gentlemen, good afternoon.
How you doing, Mike?
Good. So definitely would say if I had to choose, I felt like I was in the same boat as you guys. If I had to choose, I'd definitely think excited. Just the fact that yesterday I caddied for some Eagles executives on the marketing side. And they said they've been watching some practices, and they say defense looks great. Ballerina, they called Jordan Davis, fast monster. So I feel like especially you guys mentioned that Vilada and Dillard both went down. That was a big concern I had coming into camp was if our O-line can't stay healthy, I don't think Jalen's going to be able to perform the best he can. You know, timing's going to be off, especially I think you guys said it's LeCraven Clark or something like that. So a guy that not too many people have heard of and probably have experience there. So I would say I'm excited about the defense. So hopefully we win some defensive battles this year, you know, shut down, you know, the receivers and, you know, keep a score at like maybe like 17-10 and get those 12 wins and hopefully get that division. I told those guys yesterday they're pumped. They think the division is open for anyone, and I think we have a great shot at winning it. Mm-hmm. So hopefully we get the division title this year. Thanks, guys. Have a great afternoon.
You too.
Appreciate that, Mike.
Winning ugly. 17-10, he says. Mm-hmm. Can they win? I mean, the defense is good. I guess they can win ugly. It's just that this wasn't like when you made the moves that you have on offense, including trading a first-round draft pick for A.J. Brown, giving him that big deal, mm-hmm. right? Like, it wasn't with designs, adding to the existing roster, it wasn't with designs to where you were going to win ugly. This offense is supposed to become a strength of the team or one of the strengths on the team, mm-hmm. right? Like, defense has certainly improved. That they're going to be better this year. Let's see how good they are. I'm certainly open-minded to that. It's just, it'd been nice to get a better feeling about the offense at this point than you are.
Yeah, and it's still early. I'm not concerned yet. I'm just not concerned yet. It's still early. Everybody's still healthy. So I'm not going to be overly concerned about that. I would imagine they will get better in 3 weeks. In other words, where they are now, they should be way better in 3 weeks, in 4 weeks. That's more practice time out there. There's more reps with each other out there. Maybe that unlocks the offense as they continue to go through training camp. Maybe, you know, going up against, you know, the Dolphins and the Jets in joint practices where, you know, your players aren't as familiar with each other, and so it becomes a little harder to defend, and they have to truly react to everything that your offense is doing, and maybe they look better against the Browns and the Dolphins. I don't know, but if we start to hear that in training camp, that in joint practices they look good versus the Browns defense or the Dolphins defense, we're going to feel differently about the team.
It happened last year.
Yeah.
It did happen last year.
Our only problem was that was the Jets defense, and who else's defense?
Patriots.
The Patriots defense. Yeah, that didn't necessarily lead to an explosive offense for us.
It did not.
No.
No, in fact, it foreshadowed what the season was going to be like. By the way, Mickey Moniak, I guess, spoke to the media.
Uh-oh.
And he says he was, and I'm reading from John Johnson's Twitter here, quote, wasn't really given an opportunity, end quote, in Philly, and that he's always been a guy that takes a little bit longer to get comfortable at every level. There you go. Jack, your guy doing all right?
He's fine.
Okay.
He's excited for a fresh opportunity. I mean, I don't think it was a shot.
Well, I mean, how many at-bats did they give him just what they saw, they weren't willing to give him any more at-bats because they didn't believe that he could work through it and become the guy. I think that was pretty clear. So there. All right, so Dave Dombrowski does join the show coming up next. What are his thoughts on the trade deadline? How does he feel about this team? We'll get him to comment on Didi being released and more. Dave Dombrowski coming up next, 215-592-9494. That is the phone number. We'll take phone calls next segment as well. Don't go anywhere. Dave Dombrowski coming up next. Marks and Reese, 94 WIP. But hey, listen, guys, I was over at Dr. Glatt's office today. I was getting the third installment of the new technology that they have. It's called TED. It's a it's something similar to PRP, where I've had the hair restoration, right? And TED helps with thinning. It helps with slowing down the balding process. It helps with shedding. So if you're losing a lot of hair, and the results so far are amazing. So they do three treatments. This is the third one that I had today. And I looked at some before and after pictures from the last time I was in there, and you can already see the results. And this is a lot of it is the top of my head, the crown of my head. You can already see the difference. So Dr. Glatt and his hair team, when we're talking about thinning hair and we're talking about a hair loss, they attack it from a lot of different ways, and that's why he's the guy that I go to for my hair. So if you've thought about hair restoration, and you hear me talking about Dr. Glatt, don't wait. Call him today. Speak to his hair team at 610-980-4000, 610-980-4000, or drglatt.com, drglatt.com. Check him out, Dr. Glatt.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.